Let me share with you three stories about some three holy soldiers in Israel. The first story is 65-66. A sweet little Yidele from Tel Aviv came to me and he says to me, "Please, can you get through to my son? He's a high officer in the army. He just hates, really he hates Yiddishkeit. But now he has a new kind of craziness. In my house, in my dining room, there's a big picture of my grandfather, a Yid with a long beard and a Shtreimel. And he says, unless I take out the picture, he refused to come to my house. He says, it's nauseating to think to be the grandson of such idiot. What should I do with him? I'm trying to get through to him. He was a very cute person, sweet like sugar, but I don't know, he has some kind of blocks against religion. What can I do?" 1967, after the Six-Day War, one day the door opens, the Yid from Tel Aviv walks in with his son, the officer, has a little beard and a little perlach, and sits his, he looks like a new person. I said to him, "What happened here?" And this is what he said. He says, "I mentioned to you, I'm a tankist. During the Six-Day War, I was driving a tank. Suddenly I noticed an Egyptian tank is on my tail. And I have to get as close to the other tanks as possible because I cannot fight an Egyptian tank all by myself. And the closest to the other tank is a straight line. I'm driving as fast as I can. Suddenly in the middle of the road, I see a Yid with a talis and tefillin praying. And you know what I think of religious people? They're crazy. I knew they're crazy, but that crazy in the middle of a war and here in the desert, standing here praying. My first reaction was I should really run him over, but how can you run over another Jew? So I made a detour. The Egyptian tank didn't make the detour and when drove right over the place where the Jew was standing, it was blown up by a mine. When I came back to my father's house, looked at the picture of my grandfather. It was him. My holy grandfather came down from heaven to protect me. What an honor to have such a grandfather.